I didn't know something was going on with his ankle, but I'd be shocked if he didn't play. I wasn't even aware of his injury.
You guys have overcome so many other injuries. Would you be concerned if you had to go into a game, even though it is Charles? Would you still?
Yeah, definitely, if it's him. I mean, you got to have him out. He's like one of our better defensive players, if not the best. So it's like we'd be definitely hurting without him. But you know, we have guys that've been plugging in and getting the job done every week. You know, whoever's been called on, they stepped up and did the job. So, I mean, your team.
I would imagine that the coaches this week and trying to get you guys to focus on the Lions, not the record, but the players and the team are harping on how many points they put up here in Lambeau. Has that been kind of a message? Don't take these guys lightly. They scored
points
than anybody else.
They scored more points, had more yards. They moved the ball on us better than anybody else. So, I mean, that's how we're looking at it from a defense standpoint. I mean, we got to go out and prove something. Last time we played them, they moved the ball up and down the field on us. And, you know, scored more points than anybody scored. So it's a challenge for us going out there.
Did you notice anything different on tape with Stanton in their quarterback? Because it seemed like they moved on the Bears, too.
They moved the ball on the Bears. They moved. I think they're a good offensive team, man. They have a lot of good schemes and they have a lot of good players on the offense. Man. They have a lot of high-round picks, and you can see it watching film. So we definitely have to come out ready to play.
Is it a bigger challenge facing them physically on the field or mentally getting ready this week for a team like that?
We have no problem mentally getting ready. This is physically, just being on the field. This is a big game for us coming up. It's a game we have to win. And, we're playing against a common opponent, but a pretty strong. I mean, they play everybody extremely hard. You know, they're a good team. They are a good offensive team. So we got to be ready to work.
You touched on that common opponent. You guys are, I mean, it's that time of year now where you have to start thinking about tiebreakers, especially since you're on the outside looking in. You guys feel the pressure here that you really can't afford any slip-ups from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, we not looking down the road. Coach hadn't even talked anything about that, but this is a game.
You guys are aware of where you are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're aware of where we are. We're not, you know, we watch and we know everything that's going on. However, it's like, we ready to play Detroit. I mean, it's personal for us because last time we played them, man, we did not look good as a defense, as a unit. And, I mean, the defensive player is ready to get back out there and, you know, correct some of the stuff that happened here on our home field the way they did us. They possibly, if we didn't make a couple plays, they should have won the game. And so, and that's how we're approaching this game. So, it's a big game for us, man.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate
the mentality of the D lineman, Ryan, just in terms of makeup for Cullen not being in there this week and everything. How are you guys approaching it?
I mean, I think we're approaching it the same, man. We have a lot of depth on D line. So, I mean, would we love to have Cullen out there? Absolutely. It's going to make us a better team with him out there. But he's not. So, you know, the guys on here, we know we got to pick up the load for what he's, you know, the plays he'll be making. Make a lot of plays, so somebody else got to step up and do it. So we can count on us, the older players, and the young, you know, the younger boys step up.
So it's kind of like a collective effort, kind of thing.
Exactly.
Everybody's going to be trying to make up for that.
Exactly.
Thanks.